All right, thank you very much, and welcome back, everybody, to Farm Talk here Thursday afternoon at Big Iron, broadcasting live from a farm show. Hey, this is fun, has been fun. So pay attention now. Listen close, folks. Turn up your radio. We are in the North Dakota Corn Council studio, broadcasting live from the Legacy Seeds booth here at Big Iron. And it's a Thursday. It's time for With the Grain, brought to you by the North Dakota Crop Improvement and Seed Association. And now the vice chair joins us from CNC Farms up at Donnybrook, North Dakota. Hello, Troy Coons.
Hey, Mick. How are you doing, sir?
Pretty good. Pretty good. So are you combining anything today up around Donnybrook, North Dakota?
Well, I guess we're trying some of our 4-H peas today. We're going to try the millet today with the smoke that had moved in lately. It's kind of slowed us down. The oats and durum and the barley harvest went pretty smoothly up here. A lot of people have got their canola done and their wheat done, waiting on their flax and soybeans. We had a couple pretty good frosts up here, so a lot of the soybeans did get hurt. We were fortunate. Ours, we had the NDSU 17009s in, and they were already pretty well along, so I think we'll be okay, but there is a lot of beans, other beans that did get hurt.
Yeah. Now, can you analyze, can you estimate or even guess what kind of a hit that frost did, or you just got to wait till the yield monitor tells you?
Well, for sure there'll be quality issues, and, you know, there is going to be a yield drop because most of these were, the foliage was still full on them. You know, they hadn't started any leaf drop yet, so there's going to be a significant quality and yield loss for the folks, which is a sad thing. It's hard enough to make it work otherwise, you know?
Boy, I guess, yeah. All right, visiting with Troy Coons. He is the vice chair of the North Dakota Crop Improvement and Seed Association this year. You've got CNC Farms. Are you the first C or the second C?
I guess I'd be the second C.
Say, okay, who's the other C then?
My mom and dad would be the first C.
Okay, super. Fun to farm with dad, huh?
Yep. Mom and dad. My dad just passed away here, but nothing that you would have known, just a year ago, of cancer. He's passed away, but I still farm with my mom up here.
Okay.
And so we are having a good harvest outside of the smoke that moved in, but that's clearing, so we're hoping it'll dry out a little bit and let us get moving here again. But if it was okay, I was going to maybe talk a little bit about the structure of the organization. I don't know if everybody understands that.
Well, that was kind of being a gentle lead into all of that. So tell us a little bit about the North Dakota Crop Improvement and Seed Association and the direction that you're headed.
Okay. Well, it's an organization that's been around a long, long time, you know, more than 50 years. It's a nonprofit organization. It's designed that it has four districts: Northwest, Southwest, Northeast, Southeast. Each district has three board members. Then we also have an executive director, and we have an administrative assistant. And so with that, then we have a chair, a vice chair, and a second vice chair. And so you get representation from each quadrant of the state and input into what's happening, and then we put on regional meetings so the local people can have input in what's happening, so we keep the local influence all the way through the system. And as a nonprofit, any monies that we raise, we use those to further agriculture. We also spend quite a bit of time trying to help local research, say through NDSU and the research foundation there, to keep those programs going, to keep high quality local bred seed with lower royalty costs. And we also do work with the USDA and several other states and other breeding programs, and we also have made a deal with CCAN out of Canada to allow and bring in other genetics to help people if they want to diversify or find something else they work with. Myself, I planted two varieties from CCAN this year on the oat side of things. So it's a grassroots true organization that a farmer can talk to, get on the board locally in their county level or in their district level, and then get on the state board if they wish to have a direct impact. So it's one of those things that are still left out there.
All right. Was the oats that you raised, was that for seed or for other production?
Everything that we do on our farm is for seed. You know, we raise up to 14 different things for seed. So one of these was a milling oats for seed, and one of them was a forage oats for forage. And but okay. They both were raised for seed.
Boy, and one of my favorite foods is oatmeal. So I or put oats in the bread, and so that's thank you for doing that. I need that.
No, so the organization has got a long-standing history of being there, you know, to help if there's issues going on and they need local input. It's always been there to help locally. And there's a little different addition to it now where we're being more proactive on helping with funding genetic research and bringing other seed varieties in at an affordable cost. That's one of our big missions, to make it affordable to put the crop in.
You are currently the vice, but in the next time you guys gather, you will become the chairman.
That's very possible. That's the traditional succession plan of the organization, so I guess that's possible. Yes, sir.
All right. Well, again, so we thank you for all the great work you've done through, I guess probably most of your life, been involved with the North Dakota Crop Improvement and Seed Association and the leadership that you'll be bringing to it next year. But as you mentioned, a lot of local input. You value that. And at the county level, there are county meetings throughout the winter.
Yes, that is correct. Yep. Most counties, not all, but most counties have an association, and they will have local meetings. And so you get that input up to the district meetings right on up. And so that's one of the things I see as very valuable. It's not a top-driven organization. It starts local, right in your community.
Why should a farmer attend those meetings and give input to their county crop improvement association?
Well, without that, you know, you'll lose track of what's happening with boots on the ground. You need the guy that, okay, I planted this kind of soybean this year, and I planted the NDSU 1709. You know, this is what happened, this is what happened. Is there something new? Can you be a part of the decision-making on, we need more like O2 varieties or 0.7 varieties. I need these characteristics in my Durham. All of those things, you can give that input up the chain to help get that to the breeder, so they'll hear that.
I have visited with a lot of people in my time, pushing 50 years on the radio. I visited with a lot of different. I've never, you know. Tomorrow we're going to have folks from the Environmental Protection Agency on here, but I've never talked with a guy who grows millet for seed. So what's the challenges growing millet?
Well, this year, because the crop's very good, the challenge was to get the forage part of it through the throat on the swather. There was so much tonnage, you know, it was hard to get it to flow through there properly without bunching up and plugging the machine up. Mm-hmm. But that, on the other hand, that's exactly what you want when you sell the seed to a rancher and he goes out there and plants it. And then he comes out there to bale it. You know, he wants the tonnage.
Yeah, for sure. And some of the other crops that don't often get mentioned even, yet North Dakota leads the nation in production of, that you grow certified seed for. What were some of the other crops that were good this year?
Well, you know, the oats is both for milling and forage. The millets, the forage peas, the yellow peas. Durham was good. Our barley milling and forage was as good as well. Soybeans haven't been taken off. Ours looked good because they were pretty well into the leaf drop prior to the frost. We do raise chickpeas up here, lentils as well, and several other things too. We raise a lot of odd things that aren't the major crops, but they're ones that, like you said, North Dakota ranks at the top in across the nation.
And planting certified seed. We keep telling everybody, make sure you plant certified seed. Again, that's you are the foundation, literally, of the certified seed industry in the state.
Well, that's where, like, we work with, say, NDSU and the Research Foundation. You have the breeding program there. It gets bred to, hopefully, the way we want it. Then it comes to a research center, gets propagated, goes out through the Crop Improvement Association, then to seed folks like myself that keep it pure, the best quality. Then we go through the testing process to make the germ is right, the germination is right, the vigor is correct, the purity is correct. So you've got the best seed out there that you can have.
All right.
It's one small cost in the whole scheme of what it costs to put in a crop.
Yeah, but vitally important to the viability and the future of the seed industry. Again, Troy Kuhn, CNC Farms, Donnybrook, North Dakota. Again, thanks for all the good work you do in the seed business. I wish you lots of luck. Hey, if guys want to take a look at the CNC website, what is that?
Just go to cncseedfarm.com.
And get a list of everything and maybe check you out. And, hey, we'll get you on the radio again soon and talk about some of the landowner issues up in your part of the country. There's much to talk about.
We can surely do that. And if people want to call and talk about seed and they're not even looking for purchasing, just need somebody to bounce things off of, here for that too.
All right. What's your number there, Chad? Troy.
Chad is our executive director, and he's a good guy for those same questions. My number is 701-721-4258.
Gotcha. I was looking at your email, and Chad's name was at the top of it, so I'm easily confused. All righty. Hey, thank you. Troy Kuhn, CNC Farms, Donnybrook, North Dakota. Thank you again for the visit.
Thank you. Take care.
You bet. And that is With the Grain for this Thursday on Farm Talk.